Hello and welcome to another episode of Tech Pulse, where we dive into the latest and greatest in technology and AI. Today, we're starting with a fascinating discussion from Excel's Sonali De Ryker on Europe's AI crossroads.
Sonali De Ryker, a general partner at Excel, shares her insights on Europe's position in the global AI race. She highlights the continent's strong foundation in entrepreneurs, ambition, and talent, but warns against the potential drawbacks of regulatory overreach.
That's intriguing. How does De Ryker suggest Europe can balance innovation with regulation?
De Ryker emphasizes the need for flexibility. She believes Europe has all the necessary components but needs to unleash its potential at scale. The challenge lies in navigating the complex regulatory landscape, particularly with the controversial Artificial Intelligence Act.
It's a delicate balance. So what are the broader implications for Europe's tech industry?
If Europe can manage this balance, it could lead to significant advancements in AI, potentially positioning the continent as a leader in ethical AI development. However, regulatory missteps could stifle innovation and competitiveness.
Speaking of challenges in AI, let's shift gears to xAI and the unauthorized prompt change that stirred quite a controversy with Grok.
Indeed, xAI found itself in hot water when Grok, their language model, started focusing on white genocide due to an unauthorized prompt change. This incident highlighted vulnerabilities in their code review process.
That's quite alarming. How did this unauthorized change happen?
xAI mentioned that the change circumvented their code review process, violating internal policies. They've since implemented additional safeguards to prevent such incidents in the future.
It's crucial to maintain trust in AI systems. Let's move to OpenAI's latest innovation, Codex, their new AI agent for coding.
OpenAI has introduced Codex, designed to assist developers by automating simple programming tasks. It replicates a user's development environment and can complete tasks in about 30 minutes.
How does Codex differentiate itself from other coding tools?
Codex operates within a unique interface in the ChatGPT web app, allowing developers to delegate tasks to the AI. It uses a distinct container preloaded with the developer's codebase, ensuring accuracy and efficiency.
This could revolutionize coding efficiency. Now, let's turn to the massive $34.5 billion deal between Charter and Cox in the cable industry.
Charter's acquisition of Cox is a significant move in the cable industry, creating the largest cable broadband company in the U.S. This deal reflects the ongoing consolidation trend in the industry.
What are the implications of this consolidation for consumers and the industry?
While consolidation can lead to improved efficiencies in service offerings, it also raises concerns about reduced competition and potential price increases for consumers.
Let's shift focus to innovation now, with TechCrunch and VivaTech's partnership for the VivaTech Innovation of the Year Award.
TechCrunch and VivaTech have teamed up to highlight groundbreaking innovations at VivaTech 2025. This collaboration aims to showcase startups with the potential to transform industries.
What can we expect from this partnership in terms of innovation?
TechCrunch will curate a short list of top candidates and participate in selecting the final winners, spotlighting startups that exemplify exceptional creativity and technological prowess.
It's exciting to see such collaboration in the tech community. Now, let's discuss Spotify's response to the backlash over public podcast play counts.
Spotify faced criticism for its decision to display public play counts on podcasts, which many creators feared would disadvantage smaller shows. The company has since revised its approach.
How has Spotify adjusted its policy to address these concerns?
Spotify will now only display play counts on shows with over 50,000 plays, using milestone updates instead of exact counts, to provide a fairer platform for smaller creators.
Balancing transparency and fairness is key. Next, let's explore the nuclear company's recent funding success.
The nuclear company has raised $51 million to develop large-scale reactor sites using existing designs. This funding marks a significant step forward in advancing nuclear energy solutions.
What does this mean for the future of nuclear energy?
By focusing on sites with existing permits, The nuclear company aims to expedite the development process, potentially leading to a more sustainable energy future.
From energy to mobility, let's discuss the latest updates in the transportation sector from TechCrunch Mobility.
TechCrunch Mobility covers Google's Gemini integration into vehicles, challenges faced by Luminar, and the evolution of ride-sharing services like Uber.
How are these developments shaping the future of transportation?
Google's Gemini aims to enhance in-car experiences, while companies like Uber continue to innovate in service delivery, reflecting the broader trend towards interconnected and efficient transportation solutions.
Let's take a turn to the water with ARC's new electric boat, their most affordable model yet.
ARC has unveiled the ARC Coast, a 24-foot electric boat priced at $168,000. This model reflects the growing trend towards sustainable and accessible watercraft.
What makes the ARC Coast stand out in the electric boat market?
The ARC Coast is powered by a 226 kilowatt-hour battery pack similar to ARC's previous models and is designed to appeal to a broader audience with its competitive pricing.
Now, let's dive into the political landscape with Silicon Valley's influence in Washington.
Silicon Valley's relationship with Washington is complex, with tech companies leveraging their influence to shape policies that favor their interests. This has led to substantial federal contracts for key players.
What are the potential concerns with this level of influence?
The intertwining of tech and politics raises conflict of interest concerns, as these relationships could impact regulatory and policy decisions, potentially skewing them in favor of tech giants.
Let's switch gears to a more lighthearted trend: virtual road trips via Google Street View.
Thousands of users are embarking on virtual road trips using Google Street View, engaging in a new form of interactive entertainment that blends technology and exploration.
How are people participating in these virtual adventures?
Users vote on directions and other actions, creating a collective journey reminiscent of past interactive experiences like Twitch Plays Pokemon.
From virtual roads to video innovation, Moon Valley has made headlines with its recent funding.
Moon Valley, an AI video startup, has secured $53 million in funding, bringing its total to $124 million. This positions the company for significant growth in the competitive AI video landscape.
What does this mean for the future of AI and video production?
With the influx of funding, Moon Valley aims to enhance its AI tools, potentially revolutionizing video production by making it more efficient and accessible.
In acquisitions, Cohere has made a strategic move by acquiring AutoGrid.
Cohere's acquisition of AutoGrid will enhance its AI-driven market research capabilities, allowing for more automated and scalable insights.
How will this acquisition impact Cohere's operations?
Integrating AutoGrid's technology will enable Cohere to offer more comprehensive solutions, potentially transforming how businesses conduct market research.
Lastly, let's preview the upcoming Google I/O 25 event and its expected announcements.
Google I/O 2025 is set to unveil updates to its Gemini AI and Android 16, showcasing the latest advancements in Google's technology portfolio.
What can attendees expect from this year's event?
Expect significant announcements across Google's product lines, including new features for Android and enhancements to Google's AI capabilities, particularly with Gemini.
That's all for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more updates and insights in our next episode. Thanks for listening.